If you really feel you want something, you can use affirmation and visualization. And when you get it, enjoy it. Don't look for yourself in it. Don't look to it for deep inner fulfillment or some kind of permanently enhanced sense of self or permanent happiness. Nothing that you achieve can give you that. Knowing that, you can play around with the world of form. And Jesus already explained how to pray for something, and that is what he said, when you pray for something, feel as if you already had it, as if it had already been given. So you're not saying, I want something, because if you say, I want something, it affirms a lack. It says on the other side, the unexpressed side, I don't have it. So when you say, I want it, you're also stating that you don't have it. So you're praying at the same time not to have it. If you affirm and visualize that it is already here, and you feel as if you had it, that the feeling that you want to get from it, you already have that feeling, and that's the truth. Because you're imagining that it's going to give you feelings of peace or happiness, which is always in you already, if you just go inside deep enough. But I don't want to discourage you from playing around in the world of form. So why not try it out? Visualize that it is already yours. You have it. And you feel what you feel as you have it. Thank you for giving me that. It's beautiful, whatever it may be. The house, you're already in it. Feels good. Thank you. It's nice to have that house. Thanks. Yeah. It's already there. It's more likely to manifest in that way. And then you move in and you go from there. Then you sit there. You feel, oh, great, I've got it. And then the old mind patterns come up in the new house. Then there are other prayers that are used, they're all in different religions, and they can be called pointers. They are more advanced prayers. They are pointers to a particular state. It's not that uttering those words produces magically the state. What matters when you utter certain words or prayers, then most of them are short, is really the stillness that comes after that. Buddhism, for example, has the metta meditation, which is a kind of prayer, which starts with, I believe, may everybody on this planet be well and happy. And then after you've uttered those words, there's a stillness. And then it says, may everybody in this country be well and happy. Metta means loving kindness, and then there's a stillness. May every being in this city be well and happy. Stillness. May everybody in this house be well and happy. May I be well and happy. And it takes you into stillness. And the being of well and happy is already there in the stillness. It's there, it spreads. You could become still, it would spread anyway, even without the words. Because whatever state of consciousness you are in affects the totality, and in turn is the totality manifesting through you. And we have the beautiful Christian prayer by Saint Francis, I believe. Let me be an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love, and so on. Where there is injury, pardon, and so on. And those prayers are openings. They open you, they open a door, and they always they take you into stillness. And they are beautiful. Most prayers operate still on the level of duality. Even when you say, let me be an instrument of thy peace, you are still using the language of duality. There's me and thy, presumably, is God. There is me and there is God. So God is perceived still as something or someone separate from me. Nevertheless, it's a beautiful prayer. And if stillness follows the prayer, in the stillness you have transcended duality.